Hey, beautiful brains. Laura Bennett here, your ADHD bestie, ready to dive deep into all things neurodiversity with a dash of spirituality sprinkled in. Because let's face it, we need all the grounding and focus we can get. Today's topic is something I'm seriously passionate about. Yoga and mindfulness for the beautifully chaotic ADHD mind. Ever feel like your brain is running a marathon while you're just trying to tie your shoes? Yeah, me too. But guess what? There are practices that can help us channel the energy, find some stillness, and maybe even learn to love the whirlwind a little more. Now, I know what you're thinking. Yoga, mindfulness, that sounds super zen, way out of my league. But trust me, it doesn't have to be all lotus poses and chanting. This isn't about becoming some mystical guru, it's about finding simple tools that work for you. Think of it like this. Yoga and mindfulness are like superpowers for our ADHD brains. They help us focus, manage those pesky emotions, and find a sense of calm amidst the chaos. Here's the deal. Yoga isn't just about contorting yourself into pretzel shapes, although that can be fun. It's about connecting your body and mind through movement and breath. Even 5 minutes of gentle stretching can do wonders for clearing your head and reducing stress. Mindfulness, on the other hand, is all about being present in the moment. No judging thoughts, no dwelling on the past, just pure awareness of what's happening right now. Imagine sipping your coffee without scrolling through your phone, truly tasting that first sip, feeling the warmth in your hands. That's mindfulness. Let's break this down into 5 key takeaways to really get you started. 1. Start small. Don't try to become a yoga master overnight. Begin with just 5 minutes of gentle stretches each day. You can find tons of beginner-friendly videos online. Remember, consistency is key, even if it's just a few mindful breaths here and there. 2. Embrace imperfection. Let's be real, sometimes our ADHD brains wander off like mischievous squirrels. That's totally okay. When you notice your mind drifting during yoga or mindfulness practice, gently guide it back to the present moment. Don't beat yourself up, just keep going. 3. Find what works for you. Yoga and mindfulness come in all shapes and sizes. Experiment with different styles until you find what resonates with you. There's something out there for everyone, from fiery vinyasa flows to calming restorative yoga. And when it comes to mindfulness, try incorporating guided meditations or simply taking a few minutes each day to observe your surroundings without judgment. 4. Celebrate the wins. Give yourself credit for every step you take, no matter how small. Did you manage to hold that warrior pose for 5 seconds? Awesome. Did you sit quietly for 2 minutes without checking your phone? High five. These little victories add up and keep you motivated. 5. Be kind to yourself. This journey is about self-discovery and growth, not perfection. There will be days when you feel more grounded than others. Just remember to be patient with yourself and celebrate the progress you've made. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're having one of those days where your brain feels like a popcorn machine on overdrive. Tasks seem overwhelming, thoughts are racing, and you just want to hide under a blanket. But instead of giving in to the chaos, you remember those 5 minutes of yoga you've been practicing every morning. So you roll out your mat, take a few deep breaths, and gently stretch your body. As you move through the poses, you feel tension melt away, replaced by a sense of calm and focus. You're still facing that mountain of tasks, but now you're approaching it with a clearer mind and renewed energy. That's the power of yoga and mindfulness. They don't erase your ADHD, but they give you tools to manage it and thrive amidst the beautiful chaos. So remember, beautiful brains, even tiny steps can make a huge difference. Find out what works for you, embrace the journey, and most importantly, be kind to yourselves. You got this. And hey, don't forget to share your experiences with me on social media. Let's build a community of supportive neurodivergent warriors, rocking our own unique brand of awesome. Catch you in the next episode for more real talk and spiritual exploration.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.